Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. Well, 2019 has been ushered in with fresh hope as Real Madrid starts the year active on all competition fronts, remember, and a Club World Cup already won. So real momentum with the squad as they open this new year. Now, the one significant area they're hoping to improve this year will be in a reduction in the number of injuries sustained by the squad. 43 injuries to 20 players in 2018. Meant that at some point virtually every member of the entire squad spent time on the sidelines. One in particular, Vallejo, well, he'll be hoping he doesn't revisit any of the form that kept him out for 144 days. Dani Carvajal as well, with 105 days of injury, will be hoping that 2019 delivers better for him. But the year does begin with a number of injury issues. Firstly, Llorente picking up the first injury of his entire career. And then Mariano is also going to be out for at least 2 weeks, which leaves the squad with just one fit forward. That is Karim Benzema, of course. So the striker hunt resumes in the opening days of 2019, and one of the names at the top of the list is Timo Werner, Leipzig's 22-year-old German international forward, valued at around 65 million. That is a real possibility. He had a slow start to the season, but has been back to his best form, 11 goals in 17 so far in Bundesliga this season. His contract, remember, with RB Leipzig is up at the end of 2019-2020 season. Now, very few signings these days could be described as bargains. However, Sevilla's Pablo Sarabia could very well be. Once on Real Madrid's books, the 26-year-old, now at Sevilla, has been impressing once again this season and has a release clause in his contract of just 18 million euro. His contract is up in 2020. Arsenal are one of those watching the situation closely, but Real Madrid are favourites to re-sign a player who made 47 appearances, scoring 15 goals with the Castilla team between 2009 and 2011. Neymar has been letting Perez know that if he leaves PSG this summer and goes to the Bernabeu, it will not be to join a team that he describes as a project. He wants a club with direction and momentum, and most of all, a coach who he respects and one who is secure in his position. And he doesn't at the moment feel that Solari is that man, but he does offer a name of one that he would like to work with. A Brazilian, of course, his name, Luis Felipe Scolari. Keylor Navas will leave this month for the right money. His destination of choice is Arsenal, who have let it be known that they are willing to pay 12 million to sign him. Roma, though, have upped that offer to around 18. Juventus, remember, have offered 20. All offers so far have been swept away, with Real Madrid wanting at least 30 million. Now, Icardi has long been a target for Real Madrid. Now, though, it seems the tables are being turned, with Inter targeting Toni Kroos in the belief that he is the one with the ability to provide the passes for Icardi to get to the goals to bring them the success that they crave. And after 5 seasons in Madrid, maybe the time is right for Toni Kroos, but it will cost. Remember, he is still under contract until 2022. Now, whilst it may be a no-go as far as Marcus Rashford is concerned, we move on to a player who has at times been something of a figure of fun for fans down the years, but on a closer examination of his scoring feeds reveals someone who knows how to score a goal, albeit at a certain level. Bas Dost has scored 71 goals in 70 games for Sporting since his arrival a couple of years ago. His release clause is 60 million, and with Madrid desperate to try and beef up their squad and, remember, provide some backup for Karim Benzema, then he could well be a wild card signing. Now, keep an eye out for a 19-year-old French defender currently at Toulouse. His name is Jean-Claude Todibo. He's been interesting a few clubs throughout the course of this last year: Real Madrid, Barcelona, Inter as well. He's made his senior breakthrough this season in the first team. His contract, though, is up in the summer, and it seems very likely that he will be moving on. Juventus sporting director Fabio Paratici will meet, amongst others, Jorge Mendes next week in Dubai. And on the agenda, Juventus' interest in taking both Isco and Rodriguez for next season at a cost of around 300 million. More on Eden Hazard. Not good news for Madrid. The Belgian coach, Roberto Martinez, was talking about Hazard in the Belgian media yesterday, and he said he knows how much they love him at Chelsea. There is clearly a bond between he and Sarri. I don't know if a new challenge would be good for him at this stage of his career. Isco's position has also become a lot clearer over the course of the last few days. As we know, he's been linked with moves to England, France and Italy. His father, it seems, is meeting everybody. However, no comment from Isco himself until he was quoted the day before yesterday saying, "I'm not thinking of leaving in the winter market. I'm very, very happy where I am. My goal is to win many titles at Real Madrid." Clearly, he believes that the Solari reign is not going to be a long one, and he's happy to hang on until at least the summer and the start of next season. And the top scorer for 2018 at Real Madrid was revealed. His name, Cristiano Ronaldo, despite leaving in the summer. Bale ended the year one behind Ronaldo's 28. And just a little more perspective on those figures, and just to underline how much they've missed Ronaldo throughout the course of this season. 28 goals in 27 games for Ronaldo, 27 goals in 48 for Gareth Bale, 18 in 53 for Karim Benzema, and Ramos was next with 10 in 44. Kick a man when he's down doesn't seem to apply these days to Jose Mourinho after being sacked by Manchester United. Many have offered an opinion on him and what it was like working under him. The latest was Kaká, who opened up on his time under Jose at Real Madrid. "I had two problems at Madrid," he said. "One was injuries, the other, Jose Mourinho." But summing him up, he did say he is an extremely intelligent man and he is always very prepared indeed. Now, one player who has in recent times come under the microscope as Madrid stuttered is central defender Varane. He's rarely heard or seen in the media, preferring to shy away from the limelight, but he has finally broken his silence on his future plans. His desire, it's said, is to remain in Madrid until his playing career ends. And now his wishes have been made clear. It'll be up to Madrid to either satisfy his requirements or potentially let him move on. Now, there's been plenty of stories coming out of Italy in the last few days suggesting that much sought-after forward Mauro Icardi will reject any advances from Real Madrid, with the player preferring instead to head to the Premier League, where his preferred destination would be Manchester United. Whether United, of course, would want to or indeed be willing to part with the money to acquire him is another thing. As Madrid remain inextricably linked to Eden Hazard, the news that Chelsea were trying to tempt Paulo Dybala might be seen as a sign that they are at last giving up hope of retaining their most prized asset. Although for every story like that, you don't have to look too far for one that counters it. Now, Juan Cantero's future is still very much in the air, as Real Madrid, remember, had shown interest late last summer in signing him, but they cooled, only for that interest to be reignited after the Copa Libertadores final. Still, though, no sign of an offer coming in yet, and he still has potential suitors in Serie A, in Bundesliga, in La Liga, and in Premier League. Sergio Ramos, who, let's remember, has already spoken out against numerous signings of players, and indeed of Conte and Mourinho as coaches, is at it again over the last week after Madrid were linked to a potential move for Mo Salah. Now, some believe that he's privately been thinking of late about whether or not this really is the time to move on from Real Madrid. For others, there are plenty of conspiracy theorists who believe that this is being done simply to undermine him in public and to get a reaction. The reality is that Salah's chances of arriving at Bernabeu are slim. Over the course of the last week or so, Isco's father has met with officials from PSG to discuss a potential transfer. Chelsea, Manchester United, Juventus are also interested, and despite a heightened level of keenness from Isco to go to Paris, It's another doomed-looking deal, with PSG unlikely to satisfy the financial fair play rules. Isco's father, it seems, on a tour of all interested parties. He'll meet with Manchester United and Juventus officials as well. Off the field, though, it's a happy start to 2019 as Isco announced his wife is expecting their second child. Ajax coach Ten Hag and the likes of Wesley Sneijder have been talking up the chances of Ajax in their upcoming Champions League meeting with Madrid in February. Now, Hag's record with Ajax, certainly very impressive indeed, as we've highlighted before. 48 games played, 36 wins, 9 draws and only 3 defeats. But it is the huge 130 goals that they've scored and only 34 conceded on paper, which make this tie look a lot tougher than perhaps maybe many people believe it is. One of the most prized signatures, if it can be done, that is a deal, in January this year will be PSG's Adrien Rabiot, whose contract is out in 2019, as we know. The 23-year-old French international up for grabs has suggested his preferred venue is Barcelona. But if they struggle to accommodate him, it seems Madrid could be a viable destination. He has already ruled out a move to Premier League Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur. Maurizio Pochettino has again been back in the spotlight yet again, not mind you that he ever really left it, as Tottenham continue to grow their momentum despite that blip against Wolves. Pochettino is again being linked with Madrid, and what is driving the interest, this constant development of young players which is being written about and poured over in the Spanish media, this especially appealing for Perez, with this move away from spending big on seasoned players to buying the best available youth, as seen with the likes of Vinicius and Rodrigo arriving and the likes of Palacios coming sometime in the next few months. Now, they want to ensure that they deliver on the potential, and it appears there is no better man to have at the helm to do it than Maurizio Pochettino. Now, back to the Neymar or Mbappe transfer, and Perez is again trying to bundle a deal together without the need for a huge cash outlay. Now, the latest offer to PSG for next season is Casemiro, Asensio, Isco, plus between 10 to 20 million cash for Mbappe or Neymar, but it's unlikely PSG will accept what they believe to be players not deemed good enough for Madrid, so why should they be of any benefit to us? The message back is it's cash or nothing. Now, Neymar has also said if he's to come to Madrid, they should do all they can to sign Firmino from Liverpool, available for around at about 70 million. Luka Modric has again turned down an offer to extend his deal that expires in 2020, which has again raised Inter's interest. Now, that interest lasted as long as it took for the sentence, "We want 60 million for him," to leave the lips of Perez. So despite him saying that he wants to end his time as a player in Madrid, that doesn't mean to say that he will accept any old offer which they put on the table. And just stay with Luka Modric, Inter's sporting director popped up again in the media and refused to extinguish the interest. "I don't see," he said, "why we shouldn't dream. Football," he said, "well, you never really say never to anything." We mentioned earlier about Inter's interest in signing Toni Kroos. Everybody, of course, knows the ability he possesses and the remarkable levels of consistency that are unsurpassed in the world games. So it came as no surprise at the end of 2018. He again led the world, and the stats remain as impressive as ever. In the 26 league games played, he made 2,125 passes, of which 2,003 were successful. Only 122 passes failed to find the destination that he wanted. It's easy to see, isn't it, why he remains a target of all of the world's elite football clubs. Now, there's a few murmurs of discontent coming from the 19-year-old Ukrainian keeper Lunin, signed last summer. The Ukrainian international was sent out to Leganés but has had precious little opportunity to impress there, making only 4 appearances, 2 in Cup, 2 in La Liga. The question for the player is, what does he do now? He's under contract until 2024, but both club and player know the current situation can't go on long term, so a solution needs to be found. Well, Marcos Llorente has restated his position on his immediate future. I'm sure, he said, I will stay. I'm happy. I've got no intention of leaving Real Madrid. But he added, in football, we're all aware the situation can change from day to day. Marcelo's successor has been identified as the Betis left-back, the 22-year-old Junior Firpo, who's got a release clause of $50 million and will be available, it said, next summer. He was born in Dominican Republic, but he's a naturalised Spaniard who made his under-21 debut last September in a 3-0 victory over Albania. Now, he's come through the B team to make his debut last year, but he's still only made 29 appearances, during which time he's also scored 5 goals. Now, UEFA published its coefficients for the last 5 to 10 years, and Real Madrid top each of the polls ahead of Bayern Munich over the last 5 years and Barcelona over the last 10. 4 Spanish teams are in the top 10 over the last 5 years, Atletico, Barcelona and Sevilla, the others. Only 2 from the Premier League, Manchester City and Arsenal, underlying Spain's significant strengths in European competition, even though it may trail Premier League significantly in terms of revenues and television rights on worldwide sales. Sergio Ramos and Marcelo, to a lesser extent, have endured torrid months this season, but the acquisition of another trophy, the Club World Cup, brings them to within touching distance of the most successful players in Real Madrid's history. The Club World Cup was the 20th trophy that they have won, just 3 now behind the legends Manolo Sanchez and Paco Gento. Now, just like Isco, Asensio has reiterated that he doesn't want to leave Madrid, and his feelings again made plain as Tottenham, PSG, Arsenal and Inter had all declared an interest. His agent, Horacio Guglioli, had told Italian media this week, it's obviously an honour, he said, that so many are interested in signing him, but for the moment he has no intention of leaving Real Madrid. And finally today, after Chelsea revealed the signing of Dortmund's Christian Pulisic, the 20-year-old USA international, it's paved the way for Real Madrid to test further the Bundesliga side's resolve by trying to prize away one of their major assets, Jadon Sancho, who has been a significant hit since signing from Manchester City last season. A bid of $65 million is said to be being prepared. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back with an update on all that's been happening in the opening week of this transfer window later this week. In the meantime, you can catch up with the previous episodes on the website. You can go to realmadridpodcast.com or you can find us on Spotify or iTunes, amongst other platforms. For the moment, though, from me, Tim Cable. Till next time, bye-bye for now.